Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and thank you so much for joining us. I can't believe the news that's in my stack today. I just can't believe it, but it only confirms our worst fears about government. I'm going to break down all of the top stories here in just a moment. It is Thursday, the fourth day of February, 2010, and we're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Red Beckman, an icon in the Patriot Liberty Movement against the private Federal Reserve, someone who co-authored The Law That Never Was, exposing the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve's collection agency, the IRS, will be joining us in the next hour. And I've been intending to get him back on for a few weeks. I'd also been working on getting Eustace Mullins back on, but I knew that he'd been sick and then better, and then he'd do interviews, and then he went on a speaking tour over the weekend and had a stroke and was taken back to Texas and died on Tuesday. So we posted some of my interviews with Eustace Mullins up on Infowars.com. A real trailblazer when it came to exposing the true architecture of the government, the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve. I interviewed him many times, and we'll certainly miss his passing, knowing now, though, that he's in a better place. But certainly a controversial figure, but a real trailblazer when it came to exposing the private run-for-profit shadow government. We're going to have another icon of resistance, Red Beckman, coming up in the next hour. We're going to have wide open phones for the balance of the radio broadcast. I've got a researcher coming on the last 30 minutes to deal with the aftermath of Agent Orange and how that ties into the current activities of Monsanto with their genetically modified crops. They brought you aspartame. It seems like they only bring you things that are evil. So we're going to be breaking that down as well today. But when I saw this story today out of the Arizona Republic newspaper, I was really taken aback. And I already consciously knew this, but to see it manifest this fast blew my mind. And so our top story today, I'm going to run through some of the stories I've got here but then I'm going to detail this. Phoenix gives okay to 2% tax on food. Baby food, milk, meat, vegetables, rice, water, anything you consume. The Romans, at the height of their tyranny, would not put taxes on food. In fact, subsidize it to the poor. No one ever in history taxes food. It is the big no-no. It hits the poor the worst. But this is your government, America. And I went and did some research and found out a bunch of other cities and states are saying, yeah, we're going to tax your food. We've got to pay the bankers everything. I mean, we really are pathetic putting up with this, because God forbid they get rid of any of the government bureaucrats they're hiring. And, of course, their pay's all going up on average. They're literally going to take the food out of our mouths for their fat, bloated bellies.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine, flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you so much for joining us. Let me run through some of the headlines. One of the five stacks I have. Phoenix gives okay to 2% tax on food, including baby food, everything, water, you name it. Everything must be paid to the bankers. Everything. Everything must go. Pennsylvania state capitol mulls bankruptcy as budget option, but won't dare cut any of the bloated government or the fact that most of the taxpayer money goes to interest to the bankers that they made out of nothing. Bloomberg. Pennsylvania Capitol buried in incinerator of debt, Wall Street Journal. U.S. debt to hit proposed ceiling by end of February. $14.3 trillion owed from just last year. That's what's currently owed, not all of the commitments that they've made. Next in line for bailout, Social Security. Got to raise taxes for that. First-time jobless claims rise unexpectedly. New jobless claims rise unexpectedly to 480,000 as layoffs continue. Jobs remain scarce. Yeah, on average it's over 400,000 a month. Some months it's been 700,000. And it just continues as the news tells you, the economy is great. The banks are making record profits. We're going to tax your food. We're hiring more men with automatic weapons. They wear black uniforms. NORTHCOM is watching you.
Don't try to resist. Lay down. Don't try to protest. We'll billy club you. This country's owned by foreign banks. Get used to it. You want a $2.6 billion tax in 3 years in Austin? 3 years, you'll pay $2.6 billion? You don't want it? It's all based on the carbon tax fraud? We don't care. We have armed men. We've put an NSA tracking grid in over you with the fusion centers. We're going to take your blood without warrants. We're going to shut down gun shows without laws. This is tyranny. Hope you enjoy it. More coming. Ha, ha, ha. The Washington Post, Google to enlist NSA to help it ward off cyber attacks. Of course, we have the head of cybersecurity last year resigning, saying the Pentagon is taking over the web and spying on everyone. And now the UN and Obama are announcing the UN treaty to end free speech on the web. The public can't believe it's happened. Sticks the thumb in their mouth, begins sucking. Police want backdoor to web users' private data. CNET News. White House prepares for possibility of two Supreme Court vacancies. ABC News. Cass Sunstein waiting to replace Justice Stevens and Ginsburg. Cass Sunstein, who openly writes that they want to ban free speech and arrest you if you don't believe in global warming. And thousands of other conspiracy theories. You disagree with them on anything, it's a conspiracy theory. You don't like socialism, that's code for racism. This is tyranny. Don't you people understand it? Yes, I know most of the listeners do, but new listeners may not understand it. The banks are just getting started. Meanwhile, the media is only reporting on a Stewart man, 38, identified as kite surfer, killed by sharks off Stewart Beach. I guess we better have a 5-day waiting period on swimming then, because if one person could die, we've got to ban it. You know, if there's 152 deaths in 2008 in France because of husbands and wives arguing with each other out of 61 million people, why not arrest anybody that raises their voice? Or if it'll save one child, why not just end the family, have the government raise all the children? Then it doesn't matter, though, when they hurt the children. Eustace Mullins passes on. Probably deserves more credit than anybody else for really exposing the private Federal Reserve system. Myron Fagan as well. I guess those two men now part of history, but their work will continue on. If I have time later, I'm going to play a few clips from interviews I've had with Eustace Mullins. We have another icon of exposing the New World Order and the private banking system, Red Beckman, joining us. Coming up in the next hour today. Senate passes AIPAC-sponsored Iran Sanctions Act, which is really an act of war against Iran as they heat that up. Justice defends ruling on finance. Clarence Thomas on Tuesday vigorously defended the Supreme Court's recent campaign finance decision that even foreign corporations can give unlimited amounts of money. You know, I would have agreed if the court would have said you can't ban a film criticizing Hillary Clinton. That's the case they heard. But they found in the case that corporations, including foreign corporations, can do whatever they want. But the way I read the ruling, and that was now a week and a half ago, the media is now confirming my analysis, that it still restricts down to $3,000 what individuals can give. How do you like that? Foreign corporations can give whatever they want, but you, a citizen, can't. You're just a milk cow. A Prison Planet article, U.S. Treasury official openly serves on counsel of Rothschild-founded Earth Bank, senior U.S. Treasury Department official William Pfizer. The current Deputy Secretary, Assistant Secretary for Environment and Energy, is simultaneously sitting council member on the Global Environmental Facility, one of the largest funders of projects, quote, to improve the global environment, i.e. push through fraud-based cap-and-trade programs. That is coming up. Also, MSNBC says Tea Party aims to harness steam at convention. Sarah Palin is keynote speaker for event plagued by controversy and infighting. Well, it's plagued by controversy and infighting because you're going to have COINTELPRO in there. But more importantly, you've got Glenn Beck and Sarah Palin, who've basically taken over the Tea Party movement created by the Ron Paul revolution, who are anti-war, anti-corporate welfare, anti-big government. Ladies and gentlemen, all you need to know about Sarah Palin is that she was picked by John McCain. That's all you need to know about her. And you'll find out down the road, those of you that are snookered and those of you that have been bamboozled and conned by it, just like people that supported Obama, you've now found out, most of you. Still a few of you are idiotically drinking the Kool-Aid. So we'll be breaking that down as well. Also, stocks tumble on worries about labor market. We're going to be going over what's really happening as initial findings for jobless claims rise. Investors brace for monthly jobs report. It is all coming up today. And then I have a story here out of the Mail newspaper. It says, child care Chinese style. Rickshaw driver chains two-year-old son to post while he's at work. And the government has no problem with it. Millions of Chinese chain their children or tie them to lampposts or to trees for their daycare. And then they simply use the bathroom on the street. Now, how are we going to compete with China with no environmental standards, no carbon taxes, no regulations, toxic waste is dumped directly into the rivers, their coal plants don't have scrubbers on them, nothing? Well, how they deal with it is shut down our power plants that are clean, almost completely clean with much of the new technology, and then move it all to China with unlimited pollution. And then if a parent is seen yelling at their child, CPS tries to take them. In England, we had a member of parliament on a few days ago, out of 1,000 children taken in court, for every 1,000 cases, 997 are taken. Three out of 1,000 times, the secretive kangaroo court rules that you get to keep your children. So you got three chances out of 1,000. And it's pretty similar to that here in the U.S. And in many of the cases, if the husband yells at the woman or she yells at him, everybody's been trained to then call the police even for yelling. And then they come, and even if you get a divorce from the evil husband that yelled or whatever, then you still can't have your children. The women are finding out real fast. So now the government wants to put and is putting cameras in all the new parents' homes. Guilty until proven innocent. So in China, you just chain your kid to the side of the highway. And the government says, yes, that's the child care in China. We've got to out-compete everybody. And then our government says, if you yell at your kid, we're going to take him, even though there's no law. And no wonder all the factories are shutting down. You're losing your jobs. But don't worry. You're losing your jobs. Record joblessness. States going bankrupt left and right. Officially bankrupt. And that doesn't matter. Because all over the country, cities and counties and states are putting taxes on food. First, it was just going to be fattening food and soft drinks. Now it's everything. And see, that's what England's proposing. In fact, they're already putting it in many areas of Europe, a tax on every can of corn, every can of beans, every head of lettuce, every steak, every chicken, everything. Taxes, carbon taxes. Austin's proposing carbon taxes on bottled water. On meat. San Francisco's already put it in. They don't want you wealthy. They don't want you middle class. They don't even want you poor. They're going to bankrupt you, and then the police are going to come with the CPS, and they're going to take your kids, just like North Korea. And you'll never even really pay attention. Oh, yeah, a lot of the kids are now in government hands, but that's freedom. That's land of the free, home of the brave. You want to live in an organized society? You want to be a slave? You want a secret police officer in every corner telling you what to think, what to say, what to wear, what to do? To quote Tony Montana, I'll tell you right now, folks, Americans don't know what is about to happen to them. Stay with us.
How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heart beat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on the Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at hbextract.com. Your effective 100% organic herbal treatment for heart and body health is now available at hbextract.com. Get Heart and Body Extract at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5255. Look for free bonus 1213 at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Since I mentioned at the start of the radio broadcast that the mega city of Phoenix is going to start taxing food at 2% and then, of course, jack it up, they're already talking about that. The income tax started at 1% and now is going up to 40%. And then I've got these Twitter comments coming in saying food has always been taxed in the Chicago area, usually at a lower rate than other goods. But we've always been taxed. Well, see, there you go. Throughout history, you never tax food. That hits the poorest. But they're going to tax your food, and they're going to do it for environmental reasons. Oh, yes. It's for the earth. Humans eating food is bad. Desperate to save police, fire, and other city jobs. That's an old trick.
cities always don't buy new radios or ambulances until, or won't fill the potholes until they've paid the bankers all their money and given themselves pay raises. And I've seen the statistics in the last year. Government pay rates go up and up and up. The government sector is growing, growing, growing. The private sector shrinking, shrinking, shrinking. And the government sector is arming, 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 and surveilling, surveilling, and spying on their slaves. It's slavery. You don't own your property, you pay property taxes. And that's going up and up and up. Phoenix gives okay to 2% tax on food. Desperate to save police, fire, and other city jobs. A divided Phoenix City Council on Tuesday approved a sales tax on grocery items that will generate tens of millions of dollars a year. The 2% food tax will take effect April 1st. Ah, for the April Fools. Another little joke on the slaves. A tax on milk, meat, vegetables, and other food purchased by shoppers will generate an estimated $12.5 million for the fiscal year that ends June 30th. It will raise another $50 million for fiscal year 2011. Food purchases with food stamps will not be taxed. So they will tax everybody else, and then you'll be so bankrupt, you go get food stamps from them, then you get CPS visits, and they get to take your children. The extra tax revenue means Phoenix will have more money in its coffers to help close the $241 million general fund budget deficit through June 2011. And Craig just brought me all of the different cities and states that tax food. My gosh. It is going in everywhere. It says Arkansas taxes food, Georgia taxes food, Illinois taxes food, Missouri taxes food, North Carolina taxes food. This is from taxadmin.org. Utah taxes food, Tennessee taxes food, Virginia taxes food. The list goes on and on. I didn't even know this. I guess you learn something every day, huh? West Virginia, notice all the poorest states are doing it. I didn't know Wyoming taxed it. Well, wait, this has an asterisk by those states. So most of the states are exempt. The point is, they are raising taxes on every front. And they don't care if you're losing your job. They don't care if your insurance is out. You're going to jail for it. But if you're an illegal alien, you're above the law. 800-plus cities are sanctuary cities where I live. People say, oh, don't be mean to the immigrants. But I, as a citizen, will be given a ticket or arrested. The police admit it. I saw Associated Press articles where when ICE arrests illegal aliens, they take them to government job fairs and give most of them government jobs and green cards. I mean, this is a joke. And I've noticed this for a long time, but now we're seeing bona fide, massive evidence that is coordinated. It isn't just we have foreigners like Schwarzenegger ruling over us in California. But the police departments are recruiting immigrants. They are recruiting foreigners to be CPS workers. And it's the same in Europe and England. We are a country ruled by foreigners, ruled by criminals, ruled by parasitic foreign banks, and they're just bringing in foreign mercs. I remember 10 years ago getting on air and reading mainstream news articles where the military was hiring illegal aliens and now felons and people can't even believe it. And I have Associated Press articles as well where city police departments are hiring illegal aliens. Because they will do what they're told. They have no history of freedom. They come from corrupt countries. They had NLE 09 last year where troops from 14 countries practiced, quote, taking on American terrorists. Major police departments under FEMA grants and Homeland Security are taking over the Boy Scouts and openly training them to, quote, take on disgruntled vets. We have the Homeland Security MIAC reports. America better wake up to just how bad it is. And Glenn Beck and Sarah Palin and Barack Obama aren't going to tell you because they're all in on it together.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Again and again. Coming straight on for the tyrants.
Coming straight on for you.
All right, I'm going to open the phones up right now.
Now I'm strong.
For listeners that want to specifically talk about food taxes and states like California and Pennsylvania effectively bankrupt. But don't worry, the banks will loan the states more of our own money to then pay it back as interest to the banks. They get it coming and going. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Here's some of the other news I have. Notice as the taxes all go up, the supposed services all get cut because most of the money now goes to the bankers in interest, just like Nigeria or Brazil or Argentina. We have been enslaved through fraud by the Ponzi scheme. And don't try to say no to the fraud because the paramilitary police and military have now been forged into a weapon to carry out the fraud and enforce the fraud, but they are beginning to wake up. Here's another story out of the news of
azcentral.com out of the Arizona Republic. President proposes cutting Border Patrol. Oh, yes, going to cut that. Yes, spent more money than all presidents before him combined back to George Washington, but he will cut that Border Patrol. President Barack Obama's proposed 2011 budget would cut the Border Patrol by 180 agents. They already don't let them do their job and have them pick up garbage on the side of the road and trim spending on a virtual fence along the nation's southwest border, which they never even built, but small parts of. Homeland Security's officials confirmed the proposed cuts money during a budget briefing for reporters. They said no border agents would lose their jobs. Instead, the positions would be cut through attrition. Oh, yes, as the agents retire. And then here's another eugenics article from RT. Journalist calls for euthanasia of disabled newborns. And then already in England, if you have a learning disability, they don't let you have children or they take them. Well, now they'll just kill you because they're loving. The government's nice. The article titled, Finish It Off So It Doesn't Suffer It. You notice all these people that want to kill humans always, though, are animal rights activists. They do that so they can take your human capacity to care for other humans and have empathy, and they place it onto animals. It's all psych warfare. The article titled, Finish It Off So It Doesn't Suffer, which calls for the euthanasia of disabled newborn children, has caused public outrage in Russia and has led to fierce debates in the blogging community. In the article under question, the author says that the killing of the newborn is in fact the same as abortion or super late term abortion. Well, that's what Obama has said. That's what Peter Singer says at Princeton, and calls disabled newborns defective blanks and newborn idiots. He states that depriving disabled infants of life is true humanism. The Union of Russian Journalists has accused the author of the article, it's a scientific article, of breaching professional ethics. The union board criticism comes from the fact that instead of discussing the right for free choice of disabled newborns' fate, the author claims the only rational way is to deprive them of life. And then, of course, he'll have to be pre-screening to make sure mommy's not going to have one. And then forced abortion, as China proposed at Copenhagen 2 months ago. The board concluded the article's entrenches upon extremism. The author is not raising a disabled child. That is why he generalized conclusions about the life of disabled people and their families. And it goes on from there. Now, that's the type of news I have here in front of me. And notice when government commits crimes against humanity or uses DU, killing our own soldiers and maiming and hurting others, it's okay, and let's not talk about it. But, oh, did a parent yell at their child, we've got to take them, we're the government, we want to take care of everybody. We're going to go to your phone calls right now. Red Beckman is coming up to talk about tax time in a month and a half that we're accelerating towards and who you really pay your taxes to and his take on the state of the union. Dave in Canada, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, I'm just calling about two things. Well, the Olympics coming up and the harmonized sales tax that's being implemented in Ontario and Canada here. I'm wondering what you think about the risk of terrorism in the Olympics in Vancouver there.
Well, I know that the White House has had its minions go speak before Congress, and they all went down the line. In fact, I want to play that clip later in the show and said, we will be hit by terrorists. They're going to try to attack. It's a certainty in the next 3 to 6 months. But don't worry, they'll take all our rights and keep us safe from it. And all these other pundits saying they need a terror attack to get their new war with Iran going. So if you look at the political landscape, I think we're now entering the maximum danger period of staged terror attacks. And you couple that with the underwear Christmas Day villain, and that's clearly was staged. I mean, that's now in plain view admitted, but hasn't become a large news story.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, tell me about taxes on food. Do you have that up in Canada?
Well, we're going to be having a new tax coming up July 1st, the harmonized sales tax. We're going to be combining Yeah, it's basically a new tax on food, new tax on everything, but the harmonized sales tax, are going to be combining the provincial sales tax with the government sales tax. So things that were previously only subject to government sales tax or the provincial sales tax, we're going to be combining both of them. So
doubling it.
Of everything.
Doubling the goodie looting.
Yeah,
well,
basically.
And then it all goes under central control. Yeah, all over the world, they're just passing taxes on food, taxes on water, taxes on energy, and they're not going to stop. They're going to squeeze and squeeze and drive you into the arms of your loving government, your euthanasia government. Thank you, Dave, because there's too many of us, and we're living too well. I can't tell you how many times I've heard NPR, and I don't listen to it maybe once a week. Scores of times I've heard them say, it's good our economy's falling apart. We've all seen the headlines. It's good for our carbon footprint. We've had it too well. We're going to learn. The government's going to learn us. Our authorities, our officials. Briggs in Illinois, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex and crew. This is Captain Briggs with a home in Killeen, Texas. Right now I'm calling from my wife's house in Rockford, Illinois.
Okay.
A couple of quick points. 30-year veteran, mostly special ops. I got your back, me and some other patriots. I'll be driving from Illinois back to Texas in time to vote for Deborah Medina for Texas governor. I'll be there to hopefully support you and y'all at the Austin Gun Show. And three, do a little recon between here and Illinois and back to Texas. See just what's going on as we continue our downward spiral and hopefully head back towards liberty and freedom.
When you talk to your military buddies who were in or out of the military, are they really starting to wake up?
Well, I'll tell you, I've got with 30 years in and I've been all around the globe. Unfortunately, in certain circumstances, I can't discuss them here. I've been an operator, if you know what I mean. So some of the stuff that y'all are talking about in the open media now, I'm part and parcel to. And it all comes back to credibility. The buddies that I've been talking to, and I've also reached out to some law enforcement officials as well, law enforcement agencies, personnel, they understand. They got it, buddy. They're awake. They're just standing by, biding their time. So what I would say to the people out there, you know, John Q. Public, is read your Constitution, review your Bill of Rights, stand ready. It's coming.
Well, I do know that we've seen the national polls of 98% of police saying they're 100% pro-Second Amendment, and I do know that the military is on fire with awakening to the New World Order. But here's the problem. They are replacing good police and military with foreigners and criminals as fast as they can. And admittedly, they've even had MSNBC specials about all the gangbangers they're hiring. I mean, does the military ever talk about that, that they're trying to like, bring in a gang of pirates to enforce for them?
Well, I have firsthand knowledge of, I've seen entire companies of guys sporting gangbanging tattoos and whatnot. We had whole companies in Iraq from the company commander and the first sergeant all the way down that were made of specifically certain gangbangers. So, yes, they have created these pockets of their, you know, their thugs. However, I would submit to you there are enough patriots out there, there are enough veterans out there, and we know how to shoot. I grew up on a farm, so, you know, I know how to shoot. That'll take care of those thugs. And the people just need to remember, you know, of getting back to the basics. The one thing that scares me, and I'm an anti-terrorism officer, I've spent a lot of time in the special ops community, the one thing that you've touched on here in the last couple of weeks is the Olympics and our next false flag. And just like I was sitting at Fort Hood, Texas on the 11th of September, 2001, in a chemical unit, and I saw those Twin Towers hit, I said, here we go. They started it.
So you were awake. You were awake even back then.
Sir, I'm like you, and I've watched your interview with Dean Haglund. You know, I've been awake for a long time, but I've had to be quiet and just observe, take notes, and look, seek out other like-minded, liberty-oriented folks. So when the time comes, we know who's on our left, we know who's on our right, we know who's behind us and in front of us and above us and below us, so that we can protect what we need to protect for our families, for our children. So I've been awake for a long time. I've gone into certain organizations just so I could get a look, see, do a little recon, and maybe gain some credibility when somebody says, well, what do you know about the Freemasons? I am one. Well, what do you know about school teachers? I am one. Well, what do you know about combat veterans? I am one. What do you know about farm folks? I am one. So, you know, I say kudos to you and your staff there, your crew there, of getting the word out and trying to wake people up. And I just want to share with you, brother, that everywhere I go, and when you see a white man walking around in a cowboy hat and a kilt, wearing a Obama Joker or a Join or Die InfoWars t-shirt, you got some people turning their heads here. And I make it a point to mention InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanetTV.com or Alex Jones's name at least a minimum 12 times a day.
Well, God bless you, Briggs. Briggs, I appreciate your call and look forward to meeting you sometime. Take care. We are reaching millions of new people a month, and it does have the system very, very concerned. But we're only one operation against the New World Order. It is you out there, the listeners. You are the very front line of this fight. Remember that. And every little thing you do, whether it's telling somebody about InfoWars.com or the podcast or giving them a copy of a DVD or getting your neighbors together and going to city council and speaking out against new taxes, everything you do brings this New World Order closer to its downfall because it's so outrageously criminal, it's so outrageously corrupt, it's so ridiculously fraudulent that all we've got to do is point it out and stand up against it. Let's talk to, let's try to hurry through the calls here. Let's talk to Eddie in Wisconsin. Eddie, thanks for holding.
Hi, it's Edie.
Edie, I'm sorry, Edie.
That's okay.
I've got to get my computer screen closer. It's about 10 feet away. I tend to read it wrong. Go ahead.
That's okay. One thing I guess I've been thinking about, when you mentioned about the peaceful revolution, that's what I look toward. I've been really encouraged by the Tea Party people, and I was so glad you brought up about Deborah Medina because I think she's an excellent example of the kind of person that should be running for office. And what I'm encouraged by is the number of people who want to run for local office, run for governor. I have a friend who has a cousin who's running for governor of South Dakota who is, you know, independent and not bought out by anybody. So these are the things that encourage me, and that's what I'm praying for. I get a little concerned about the people that are looking for a war because I don't think we need that. We need, if we're going to have the good people to be there, it's the middle class, good people that need to be in office.
Well, we have to remember the system continues to stage violent attacks against innocent groups so that they can have the pretext to enslave everybody and set up a control grid. At the same time, the fact that we are an armed population is one of the final big deterrents to accelerated tyranny. But they're still moving forward, and people have a right to defend themselves. But absolutely, it is the establishment that seeks to provocateur people into violence. Edie, I appreciate your call. Scott in Arizona, you're on the air.
Hey there, Alex. How you doing?
Hey, Scott. Go ahead.
Hey, just want to say about 100 away from the 1,000 mark on the DVDs, and glad to hear you got Rick Beckman on. I want to know, are you familiar with Peter Eric Hendrickson, LostHorizons.com, wrote the book Cracking the Code, dealing with the income taxes?
I don't know about that cracking the code information. I mean, I don't think there's any code where you show it's a fraud and then don't pay it. It's a criminal mafia. We got it in 1913. The income tax wasn't widely distributed until the mid-50s, and it is a fraud. But they enforce it criminally, just like there's no law against the Austin Gun Show, but the police shut it down and then lied and said that they didn't shut it down and now admit they did shut it down with a nuisance abatement, which is a fraud. But I am familiar with some of that. And there's a lot of patriot mythology out there that gets people in a lot of trouble. The fact is, talk about Red Beckman, the income tax was never properly ratified. So it is illegal. It is a fraud. And so a lot of the stuff in Cracking the Code is real. And yes, the corporations have made it where they're all exempt, from the laws they give us. But still, a lot of people think, well, then if it's not the law and it's a fraud, I'm not going to pay it. They don't care. I mean, the IRS just bought a whole bunch of more weapons. That's in the news to go out and enforce on people. I mean, they arrested Joe Bannister, who was an armed Treasury agent, and he was paying taxes. All he did was find out it was all a fraud and start giving speeches, and they arrested him, and he beat him in federal court, but barely. You know, thank God he had a jury. You don't get that with a family court, which is why those are totally illegitimate. But anything else?
Actually, I'd like to give you Peter Eric Hendrickson's phone number, if I could, off air. I'd like to ask that you have him on so that he can share his information, because he...
All right, Scott, I'll check into it. Sure, I'll get John up there in Minnesota to get the number. But so you've given out 1,000 of my films?
900.
You said 900?
Yep. Got about 100.
Great job. Great job, Scott. I'll look into it some more.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. Weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed. She began to cry when you said goodbye. sank into your dream. Archer was a bandit boy, his horse was fast as far as he.
This is a lot bigger than the United States.
For all the honest world.
The private banking cartel does what it wants, when it wants, where it wants. They have sucked our country dry. They have pumped us full of pro-war, New World Order propaganda. They have created and armed all our enemies. And they are now imploding our republic. We are going into bondage. To the police, to the military, to the bureaucrats, you will be betrayed as well. If you haven't already been betrayed, we either awaken and join against the New World Order, or we die politically. Our liberty dies. Our freedom dies. Going back to your phone calls here, let's talk to Ken in Michigan. Ken, you're on the air.
Alex.
Welcome.
How you doing? You're a great American hero, and I really appreciate what you do, spreading the word.
That's right.
One of the things I wanted to bring up is I live here near Detroit, Michigan, and there's areas that are just completely illegal aliens now, and it really bothers me because it's like a war zone down here, and all you see is Mexicans driving around in Cadillacs, and I just don't know where the money's coming from.
It's called Consula Matricula, and now Poland, Venezuela, and others are setting up embassies and missions, as they call them, in the U.S. to issue them. Because Mexico, for more than a decade, goes in and lobbies local cities and states to not follow law and to accept consular matricula. Then they will give 100, 200, 300. I mean, they don't care. Fake IDs to one illegal alien inside the U.S., then Wells Fargo, Bank of America, they will then give you a bank account. With that, they get everything. And citizens, regardless of what color you are, you get nothing. And, I mean, I've got an employee here who worked at Austin Energy in customer service, and they had big meetings about it. Old ladies, $10 over, turn their power off, turn their gas off. The illegals, though, in the same house for 4 or 5 years, no one pays but once every 6 months. They turn their power off, a new matricula comes up, they pay the $250, and they say, oh, someone else lives here now, to get it turned on. So, I mean, it's above the law. So those illegal aliens, sir, most of them don't even have to work because they're pulling 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 20 different welfare checks under different aliases. Now you know why they're driving new Cadillacs. You understand?
Yep, you talk about fraud and you know, talk about the trail.
I'll tell you what, stay there. We're going to get Red Beckman on at 8 after. But I'm going to come back and finish up with you, Ken, then Nick, and a few others. Red Beckman coming up. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.